Chapter 1 The Butcher on the Bridge. In the violent, blasted side streets of Fallujah, the demented Sunni killer Ahmad Hashim had assumed a loose and terrifying control. Through millennia, the ancient Babylonian city of Al-Fallujah has shuddered from violent atrocities and deeply profound mysteries. Did the Persian hordes really slay the teenage emperor of Rome, Gordian III, on the banks of the Euphrates in the year 244? Centuries later, in 1920, was the English government's envoy, Lieutenant Colonel Gerard Leachman, truly beheaded with one swipe of a two-handed sword by Sheikh Dori, right here in the royal palace of Al-Fallujah? And who, on the night of March 31, 2004, was directly responsible for the medieval butchering of four American security officers, all of them burned alive, dragged through the town, and then strung up from the old bridge across the Euphrates, turning it into a grotesque iron gallows before a roaring crowd of Iraqi fanatics? The Persians swore that the young Caesar, Gordian III, was cut down in battle, whereas the Romans, claiming victory, deny it, stating the gallant emperor died much later, way upstream. In turn, the Iraqis dismissed the very thought that Sheikh Dori would have stooped to any such barbarism as murdering a British colonel with a scimitar. Efficiently, they produce records to show that his son, demonstrating commendable chivalry, shot the colonel in the back. But the ongoing mystery of who slaughtered the American security officers rumbles on, shaking and shuddering like the bolted iron girders of the old bridge, when the heavy U.S. armored vehicles